I'm still alive, talking, calling the problem through the nation. I'm still alive, teaching, preaching the reasons why I praise him. And I'm still alive, hearing what folks he's hearing about my God. And I'm still alive, telling, getting the truth, I'm out for the call.
I don't know what she done, I don't know what it is she done, but I'm willing to do the work, and I'm ready to spread the word. I'm ready to take these streets, and I can't wait for the death to be so found out. Put your boots on the ground, it's the moonlight.
We don't understand the meaning of love yet, because we believe in a love that can include some people and exclude some people. And we've decided that some people can benefit us more than other people. And now we're about to experience an experience where everyone benefits us. You're about to move into an experience where everyone benefits you, not just a special one. The reason why there's any fear in any special relationship is because there are elements of fear. The elements of fear in a special relationship come from your inherent knowledge that as long as you are in a conditional love, you know you can lose it. And if you're in a relationship that you think you could lose, you're going to always have some elements of fear. Now, this relationship that has been used in the past for some love and what appeared to be some fear, it says the Holy Spirit, under his teaching, the Holy Spirit will use every single relationship that you have as a learning experience that points to love and points to truth. Love, your higher self, the universe, love, your higher self, the universe, will now use all your relationships as learning experiences that point to the truth. So every relationship you have will become a lesson in love, which is a lesson in joy. Holy Spirit knows that we've made special relationships, which Holy Spirit wants to purify. That means wants to help us not destroy any more relationships with fear. And Holy Spirit, our higher self, will remove as much of the conflict and fear from the relationship as we will let the Holy Spirit. All you have to do to give your relationships over so that they can start moving away from any form of pain, all you have to say to yourself is, I have a willingness that my relationships serve no purpose but love. I am totally willing that my relationships serve no purpose but God's. So I am not afraid to let go of my imagined needs that cause me fear. I am not afraid to let go of my imagined needs that have caused me conflict. I am not afraid to let go of my imagined needs that have caused me guilt. I am not afraid to let go of my imagined needs that have caused me sickness. My only need is love. 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 So just take a minute, let yourself be with your, with your own inner self, with your own inner self, make a commitment. This is not a commitment to me or to anybody else in this room. This is a commitment. This is a commitment you're making with your own love, with your own self. And you are saying, I am willing to have my relationship serve no need but healing. I am willing to have my relationships serve no need but healing. I am willing to have my relationships serve no need but healing, love, happiness, joy, peace, freedom, health, wealth. I am willing to have all my relationships serve no need but God. You only deserve love. You are loving and you are lovable. You are loving and you are lovable. Yes, you will. You will find the purpose. You will find the purpose in your soul. Purpose in your soul. Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Can we just glance at each other with that thought in mind? Let peace extend from my mind to yours. Because we are so blessed to have each other.
Aren't we?
Yeah. So could we acknowledge us?
Yeah.
Us. Us. Yeah. Well, yes. Well.